Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to know what traditions you used to have as a family. We spoke earlier on, myself and Tara, about some of the things. My father used to bring home sweets on a Friday. 5 bars of chocolate, because there was 5 of us in the family. We'd all get to pick. We used to sit down to dinner at the same time every day. When my father came in from work at 5 o'clock, that was dinner time. We all sat down together and had the same dinner. It was quite traditional. Those are the traditional things. Sharers, Helena said, she used to have in her family. Her dad would get, you know, sweets on a Sunday. Sharers. We had dessert on a Sunday, by the way, in those days. We'd have a nice roast beef dinner or a chicken dinner or hearts, by the way. Do you remember those? Sheep's and cows' hearts. We'd have those and you'd have a dessert. Nowadays, people don't really have desserts at home. In a restaurant, they might. But my dad would get the Neapolitan ice cream, which was the one with the 3 flavours in it. And he'd cut us all a slice into a glass and he'd put flake on top of it. He'd get a Cadbury's flake and break it up in the bag and empty it on top of it. Do you remember that? What are the traditions? Your dad would bring you to the pub and leave you sitting outside in the car. Bring you out a bottle of Coke and some crisps. What were the traditions you remember as a child? Those things that you just don't see anymore. Give us a few examples, all right? And text them in right now to 087-188-0008 or WhatsApp them, 087-188-0008. So, Helena's family used to do a thing as well called half birthdays. Whereas it was somebody else's birthday, like her sister's birthday, she'd get the main present, but everybody else would get a small present. It was called your half birthday. So in other words, you celebrate, that's a nice thing to do, isn't it? Celebrate everybody's birthday or one person's birthday, but give something to everybody. Nice thing to do. Robbie, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Robbie?
Not bad. Just to let you know, it was Revolver.
Oh, the album with Yellow Submarine. Sorry, I didn't know why.
Carol Decker's a redheaded woman, just in case you meet her again.
do you know what I did? So I made a complete fool of myself. Somebody says, did you hear Carol Decker was down in the reception? This is before COVID. And I went down and she was with her PR person who was promoting the whole thing, the whole...
Forever Young, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I went down. They did look alike, in fairness. And I shook the PR girl's hand. I says, Carol, always been a big fan.
Top shite.
I even went as far as asking the wrong person for a selfie.
Oh, no way. That's brilliant.
Yeah, what was worse was the PR girl agreed because she was so embarrassed, I think. I'll never live it down. Poor Helena thought she was going to choke. But anyway, getting back to traditions. I mean, what are your favourite traditions from times gone by, Robbie?
Well, Christmas. My dad's a year dead in 6 weeks. And just thinking back when we were smaller.
I didn't know that, Robbie. I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's a year already nearly. It's incredible. Like, you're not aware that went.
Yeah.
You know? And we used to be upstairs in our house in Cumberland, like, you know, and we used to get a knock on the door. My mum would come in and say, the lads be in the back room, the girls be in the front room, you know.
Yeah.
There's 5 of us. I said, Dad's just checking to see if Santa came, you know.
Mm.
So my mother was one for getting up at God knows whatever hour this morning, you know. And we used to go down and we used to stand outside and used to have that frosted glass. Remember the frosted glass?
Yeah.
The glass. So we couldn't see into the sitting room and my dad would open the door and he goes, come on. You know, and we'd all run in and see what was there and everything, like, you know.
Oh, you're gonna bring tears to my eyes, Robbie. I remember doing it with my own kids, and
yeah. And we used to be lying in the bed, and you'd hear bells out in the back garden ringing.
Yeah.
And you'd hear
Santa Claus coming. Yeah.
My mom would come in, oh no, I think he's here, and he'd just, you know, wrap up and pretend that you're going to sleep. Then, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I know, I do. Christmas was a very different time. Although, I still think if you have kids, you know, I think Christmas is still, it's still a wonderful time when they're waiting for Santa to come and, you know, or some people call him Santa Claus. I still call him Santa because that's what we said.
Santa, yeah.
Yeah. And you just couldn't. You remember, my mom used to always have a brand new pair of pajamas for us at Christmas, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and you'd be both given a bath. You know what I mean? Yep. And into the bath you'd go and you'd be squeaky clean in your new pajamas and off you'd go to bed early because you go to bed earlier because obviously you wanted the sleep to go quicker. And you go and you just couldn't sleep.
No.
It was terrible.
You'd be tentative to sleep, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And the pajamas that were made out of, you know, I don't know what the name of it, but you sweated like...
Oh, they were the Paisley print.
The Paisley print. I used to sweat buckets and them things. But I think the one thing I had a conversation before with my mother about this. But one of the things that you kind of don't see at Christmas now is that kind of TV extravaganza type of thing. you know, there's nothing really new made for TV at Christmas. You might get the odd show here and there. But you remember you used to get all the variety shows.
Oh, I know, yeah. The Russ Abbott Christmas special or...
All the Christmas
specials. Yeah, Markham and Wise. Yeah, although that's a bit older than you, Markham and Wise.
That's a bit older than me, yeah. But in the 80s, you used to have some great ones that were there. But they don't seem to kind of go out and do that kind of extravaganza anymore on the TV, you know?
Television was more exciting at Christmas in those days, because when you look at television nowadays is so vast and there's so many choices and there's big movies and all this kind of thing, whereas it was a big deal in those days to have a movie that had been in the cinema in the last 2 or 3 years now on the television. Like when Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was on, or the Wizard of Oz, or The Sound of Music, and those big famous television Christmas movies. I mean, that was a big deal. But nowadays, you see, you can watch that on Netflix, or you can watch it anywhere. There's not a big deal in catching those big movies, because they're all released very quick now on TV.
She can watch them anytime. But you know, one of the things that got me was, this might sound silly now, but there was a big shopping centre up the north. You remember the ad every Christmas.
The Butter Crane, was it? The Butter Crane.
It probably was.
In Newry.
They had this big, huge shopping centre done up for Christmas. And, like, we hadn't got them down south at that time.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like a million miles away. And it was kind of like, oh, my God, that looks like the coolest place to go, you know?
There was a whole thing, wasn't it, that Dublin, of course, the ILEC Centre was probably the first big shopping centre we had in Ireland. And, you know, people from the country would come up to Dublin on the, was it the 7th of December?
Right, the 8th, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, 7th of the 8th. Let's go to Dublin, Daddy, and see the moving stairs.
Let's go up the big smoke.
All right, well, stay there a second, because Chris, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Chris?
Great, Nylan, yourself.
Good, Chris. What traditions do you remember? Not just Christmas, by the way. When you were younger, just traditions, things that you did.
The May procession. Remember when you made your Holy Communion?
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
And then you had to get dressed up again, and you were able to pick the flowers and, you know, the gardens.
Yeah.
And walk around the church then singing Ave Maria and all those lads.
Yeah, because, well, of course, we were a much more religious society in those days.
Yeah. But, you know, you'll be thinking like this.
Oh, yeah, we thought we were.
When did that vanish?
That kind of disappeared about 15 or 20 years ago, didn't it?
Yeah, first of all, yeah.
Yeah, did you do that? Robbie, did you do the May procession?
Oh, we did, yeah. Well, I mean, I would have made my... I was born in 72, so I would have made my communion around 79, and then my confirmation in about 82. So, yeah, I remember I was in the Boy Scouts as well, and...
Yeah, you had to put your gear back on you again, your good clothes back on you.
I remember the bishop came to Crumlin.
Yeah.
The St. Agnes Church in Crumlin Village, and we done the... Parade of Honour, or the Guard of Honour and all that.
Do you remember when you used to see the bishop and you thought, like, this man is the most important? And this is the whole thing about kissing his ring. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Yeah. When you'd walk up to him, he'd hold out his hand and you'd have to kneel down and kiss his ring. I know why you're laughing, Chris, and it's not because of what I can tell you. So Chris, yes, a lot of our traditions from the past were a part of religious, I suppose, traditions too. You know what I mean?
Do you remember the Buntu's Kainta?
Buntu's Kainta? I do remember that.
And the felt and the board.
Oh, right, I do remember it. Yeah, of course.
Our class at school was very good at that. So we were invited down to Mitchellstown.
Right.
So we got into the nuns. The nuns had a minibus that used to bring them to and from the school every day.
Yeah.
But we were allowed off in that with a teacher and a nun. And we went off down to Mitchellstown. And we went into some little school and we did the Buntu's Kainta for them.
Right.
And we got a big bowl of bass. So as a treat, we were brought into a Mitchellstown cheese factory. Oh, Christ, the smell.
Oh, I know, I can imagine. Jeez, I hate the smell of cheese at the best of times.
Yeah, I didn't eat it for years afterwards. But anyway, on the way home,
go on.
One of the girls got the trots. So we were all left out into a field.
She just blurted that out, didn't she?
Under the cat wire. She went into the field, but her knickers got caught in the cat wire, and she let rip. And you know the nuns now, they wouldn't throw away anything.
So she had the trots. She tried to climb over the cat wire.
In under the cat wire.
Under the cat wire, and her knickers got caught in it.
And she let rip. So the nuns being the nuns.
When you say she let rip, like, it all came out, like.
Yes.
Oh,
so
okay.
The nuns put the knickers into a plastic bag and hung it on the sliding window of the bus.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was leaping and hopping off of the bus the whole way up to the
and a bag of knickers and you know what?
The loaded knickers was put into a plastic bag and there was a sliding door and a sliding window on the side of the bus. So the nuns put the bag on the outside and the knot on the inside.
Right.
And the bag was slipping and hopping, and we were all afraid to get it to me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And the smell in the bus.
I can imagine. You don't have to describe that to me. I can imagine
what
that was like.
When we got back to the school, the May procession was on. But I ran the whole way home and we all slept in under the...
By the way, somebody else, unfortunately, they couldn't hang on. They were going to mention as well, the other thing that we miss or that is not around our traditions is sending somebody in the house over to get a video from the video shop.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah.
Oh, there was nothing like that when we were kids.
Yeah, go over to get something funny. And you go over and you'd look at the covers of them all because the cover kind of led you to believe they were funny. If they were colourful looking, you know what I mean? They usually weren't.
My mother sent me to get a movie. I got the wrong one, but it was brilliant.
What was the first video you got? Can you remember, Robbie?
Yeah, it was a VHR. Again, it was in Crumlin Village. It was a video store. And I think one of the first films we ever got, I remember watching Rocky, and we were screaming, come on, Rocky, at the end of the movie, you know? We're all shouting for Rocky, you know?
First one I got was Al Pacino, Dog Day Afternoon. Chris, can you remember your first video you ever got? Or
Cujo, but I was an adult. I was married at the time.
Oh, that was the one about the mad dogs, the Stephen King one.
It was a remote control, and you'd put it into the machine. And I was sitting there on my bursting to go to the toilet, waiting for the ads to come on. And the remote control was on a string.
The remote control was on a string.
It was connected to the machine.
Oh, right.
And I was sitting there bursting to go to the toilet, a wee wee, and the second I was waiting for the ads.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.